This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and clear. Tel Aviv enjoys a bright day. Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. Haifa is sunny and pleasant. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a U.S.-backed framework ties the IDF withdrawal from Lebanon to Hezbollah's disarmament, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, nearly three-quarters of Israelis fear another attack similar to October 7th, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, a Jerusalem Post poll shows most Israelis support hardline security policies against Lebanon, Iran, and Palestinians from earlier today. Separately, the U.S. launched strikes on Iranian military sites following a drone attack on a commercial vessel, according to JNS in earlier reporting. And finally, Lebanon and Israel signed a framework agreement to end hostilities, as covered by JTA earlier today. From X, the latest, Eyal Yacobi, known for his social media presence, shared his thoughts just minutes ago. David Keyes, a commentator, expressed his view on leadership qualities earlier today. Iris, a conflict analyst, highlighted concerns about the new agreement between Lebanon and Israel in a post from an hour ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S.-backed Israel-Lebanon framework. Ynet reports it aims to resolve the ongoing conflict through direct negotiations. The agreement includes restoring Lebanese army control over specific pilot zones. This move is significant for regional stability and has implications for Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon. Turning to the public sentiment in Israel, a recent Times of Israel report reveals widespread fear of another attack, like October 7th. This survey also shows a strong demand for an inquiry by a state commission of inquiry. The findings indicate a pressing need for reforms in national security measures. Meanwhile, a poll by the Jerusalem Post suggests support for tough security policies. Israelis perceive Hezbollah as a major threat. This perception guides their acceptance of decisive actions despite potential regional tensions. The poll reflects a shift in public opinion towards a more aggressive stance. That strike on Iranian military sites comes hours after a drone attack on a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, reported by JNS. The U.S. targeted missile, drone, and radar facilities in response. This escalation underscores the volatile nature of the region and increases tensions with Iran. Finally, in earlier reporting from JTA, Lebanon and Israel signed an agreement to end hostilities. The Trump administration mediated this deal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized the challenges ahead. This agreement, if enforced, could alter the power dynamics in the region and reduce the threat of conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business explores the complexities behind financing major real estate projects in Israel. The article delves into the intricate models that determine which projects move forward. Separately, Globes reports that the tech sector's downsizing impacts related industries like law and accounting. This trend could reshape the job market in these sectors. And finally, Ynet Business covers the tourism collapse on islands near the Strait of Hormuz. Once a booming industry, it now faces economic challenges due to regional instability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest ESC. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.